Marianne, this is the last full week of the session. Next week is truncated. I think it ends on Thursday.
Thursday at midnight.
But the big news right now up on the Hill is that there was a compromise struck between Count My Vote and lawmakers, in particular Senator Kurt Bramble. Maybe you could tell us about that.
Yeah, it's been an interesting few days, to say the least.
Right.
So midweek, last week, Count My Vote was still going strong. Of course, there's no doubt that these conversations have been happening behind the scenes for a long time.
Right.
But it didn't come public until almost the very end of the week when everyone started hearing this rumor that there was going to be a negotiation between these two things.
Right.
You know, we knew SB 54, which is Kurt Bramble's bill, Senator Bramble. It had Count My Vote language in it. The idea is that if they could compromise, if both sides could come to an agreement, that Count My Vote would say, okay, if this is passed and signed by the governor, we'll set aside our petition drive. We won't try to get an initiative on the ballot, and we will let this bill go forward because we think that this encompasses enough of the things that we're requiring. It allows for greater public participation. But, I mean, it's complicated.
And it's a compromise on both sides. But originally, Senator Bramble's bill had been kind of seen as undercutting Count My Vote. Is that right?
Yeah, because one of the biggest things with Count My Vote is that essentially it can't eliminate the caucus because a party can still do whatever they want, but it would eliminate a caucus's ability or a convention's ability to put anyone on the ballot. I mean, Count My Vote was strictly direct to primary ballot via petition signatures. So when Senator Bramble's SB 54 came out, of course, his thing was to retain the caucuses, and it was refining the rules around the caucus.
Mm-hmm.
But now we've essentially established he's broadened it somewhat. And the biggest thing for people to understand is that now there's two paths to the ballot. If this passes, again,
right.
We have to be clear, this has to pass. It's just passed a House committee.
Smart.
It'll have to pass the House floor, and it will then have to go back to the Senate because language has changed in it. So even though the Senate passed it, because language changed, they have to approve the change.
Right.
But the biggest addition in this is that it would allow these two channels to get on the ballot. So if I'm a candidate, I can go to convention, I can work the delegates, I can do all those normal things that have been happening, and I may be able to get out. If I get the most votes, then I'm on the ballot. I'm
right.
on the primary ballot. I could also be getting signatures, and the signature is it's 10% of the active voters in your particular
district
area. Precinct, you know, or the combination of precincts, whatever it is, wherever you're running. And I can file that, and I'm on the ballot as well. So, you know, there's going to be some people who will not think that the convention is the place for them to campaign, and so they'll do this alternate route. I think there's going to be candidates that do both, frankly. I mean, I would be making sure that I was running down both channels. I mean, if I was running, I'd be running with the delegates, and I'd also be getting signatures.
Right. Well, you're hedging bets, but you're also showing support from two different realms.
Right. I mean, I like to think of it kind of a positive spin on it, that it may actually allow parties to reach beyond that, just that delegate view. A lot of people have a view of parties as just being so delegate-based. And this would allow them to really, maybe broaden that and open it up to being a grassroots and saying, this is a great thing. And if candidates are appealing to not only the delegates, but to this broader base trying to get these signatures, I don't see the downside on that.
Yeah. If this bill passes and is signed into law by the governor, Count My Vote has said we'll cease our efforts to try and get this ballot initiative passed.
Right.
If it doesn't pass, they're just going to continue forward and still try to change the caucus system pretty drastically.
They believe they have a pretty large number of signatures. They think they're pretty close. And so I think that they've said if this doesn't pass, if it doesn't pass these and the governor doesn't sign it into law. Now, one of the things that they've gotten a confirmation from both the Senate and the House is that they would expedite this, which is why it was up first thing this morning.
Right.
We had a press conference yesterday on a Sunday. This
Rare.
Is not done. Yeah. I mean, as you can imagine, our legislature does not typically have press conferences on a Sunday afternoon. So they're expediting this. I mean, we could see this done by the end of the week, midweek even, and the governor, if it gets on his desk and if he's agreed to sign it, then it could be signed into law. They need to do this quickly because they've got an April 1st deadline of getting all the signatures. So there's a small window.
Well, and by doing this, they're staving off the sort of threat of their entire system being changed by this petition.
Right. I think there's a lot of people inside the parties realizing the writing's on the wall. Count My Vote said, you know, we've got 100,000 signatures. We're getting close. We're going to get on the ballot. Do you want to lose the caucus system completely? If not, let's open it up to more people. Let's allow unaffiliated voters to vote in primaries so there's not going to be any closed primaries anymore. You know, let's have this alternate route to the ballot. And if we can all agree on these things, then we'll set aside the citizen initiative.
Well, and there's the compromise on the table. We'll just have to wait and see what happens.
Yep, should be just a few days.
All right. Well, Marianne Martindale, Executive Director of the Nonprofit Good Government Group Alliance for Better Utah, thanks again for coming in.
Thank you.